Welcome to the Divine Voice of Love podcast. In everything, there is light. Here's your host, Sid, bringing the message of the divine.
Divine Spirit will be with us in every episode. They will bring enlightenment, universal knowledge, and divine truth to all. As you listen, divine energy of loving vibration will resonate deep inside of you, out of the darkness of fear and into the light of God's love. As you listen, your higher self will accompany you in allowing divine truth to be imprinted into your life. As you listen, they, meaning divine spirit, assist in the removing of all negative energies, thoughts, beliefs, emotions, and desires. As you listen, divine truth will be told, for you will be activated towards your highest and greatest purpose, towards a new and joyful way of life. As you listen, you will be guided to new truths for your soul's journey and a new and deeper understanding on your spiritual path. As you listen, any fear of falseness is transformed into love for truth to reside. As you listen, the illusion of separateness will be removed. Since they are always here, you are never alone. Coming to you again today with this divine message of love. We've been working with the personal empowerment series. We've gone through self-awareness, self-love, loving yourself. Let your soul shine, increasing your body's vibration. Judgy Jezersons, self-forgiveness, forgiving yourself, and self-esteem. This next one that they'd like to talk to you about is self-healing. Self-healing means that you must have awareness of all the things that we've already talked about. Your faults, your positive traits, self-awareness of who you are, why you're here, and why you choose to have difficulties. Self-healing is allowing knowledge, allowing the spirit to speak to you. Not your mind, not your emotions to speak to you, but your knowledge of your soul path, your soul journey, your soul awareness of why you came to earth and what your purpose is. Now, that can seem really big, and it can also seem really like it's a process of what you have to go through, what you're doing. Quite the opposite. It's not what you're doing. It's about what you're being. It's important to learn how to be in the soul body, the higher self of yourself, and to be able to understand what your soul's journey is trying to teach you. Having awareness of why you chose those things in your life, those difficulties, that path that you're on right now, is the first step of self-healing. Now, I'm going to teach you a little bit about taking ownership of your personal self, your personal soul. Again, we've talked about being up in spirit, and you chose the people that you were going to come to be with. You were going to choose the things that you were going to do in your life and become. So let's start with your family. Ask yourself the question, why did I pick my parents? Why did I pick my father? Why did I pick my mother? Sometimes those individuals don't live up to our expectations. Sometimes we're very hurt by them. Sometimes they're so amazing and so outstanding in our journey. But you have to answer the question clearly and honestly. I'm going to speak to you something personal, which I don't normally do, but this is a great example. I remember asking myself a while back, why did I choose my mother? Why did I really choose her? It wasn't that we got along or didn't get along. It was just that every single part of her was a complete example of what I did not ever want to be. Ever. From a young child, I knew that I did not want to be like her. So I chose to make myself different. She would do something, I would do something different. She would behave in a certain way, I would behave in a completely different way. So I honored and respected her in such a way that said, I honor you for teaching me what not to become. And she loved the simple fact that I did that. She loved it. She said, don't be me, be you. When I chose to look at the decision of why I picked my father, he adopted me. One of the greatest joys of my entire life. He understood me. He always supported me. He always understood who I was as a soul and claimed that within me. Be yourself, Sid. Be who you need to be. And the divine wants each and every one of you to see why you chose the people in your life. See why you chose the job, the profession, the heartache, the hurt, the pain, the joy, the beauty. Why did you choose somebody to get married to when you were 16 years old, a soulmate of yours? Because you knew you were going to grow better with them. Why are you 80 years old and you had one failed marriage? Why? Because you didn't need that marriage. Because you needed to be closer with God. God could mold you and provide for you. So you had more of a spiritual wisdom and more spiritual insight. Why did you allow your children to pick you? Which kind of children picked you? Because your children pick you. Self-healing comes from that awareness of why you chose it. Not what you wanted to choose, but what was the purpose you chose it. I learned more from my mother than I have ever learned from anybody else. I've also learned just as much from my father. By one, being accepted and understood and heard. Our difficulties are the first place that we should look. Why did you choose this? What is the reason that you're trying to learn? What are you learning? Is it so blatant that you don't want to be that? Is it so blatant that this is the most joyful thing that could ever happen in your life? It goes both sides. Sometimes it's difficult, sometimes it's beautiful. One's not greater or less than the other, I promise you. Joy is not greater than sorrow. Sorrow is just as deep and just as beautiful and bountiful as joy. I'm going to say that again. Sorrow can be just as beautiful and bountiful as joy. Because when we really have sorrow, we really know that it meant something for us. It was important. And we have sorrow that we lost it. We have sorrow that we haven't become what we need to be. Sometimes it's a challenge. Think about why you chose your life. And heal yourself from that. We already talked about self-forgiveness. Heal yourself by why you chose these circumstances. Have knowledge. It will heal you. You'll be able to forgive yourself. You'll be able to forgive others. You'll be able to say, I've learned so much about this and I accept it in my life instead of being angry about it and being hurt about it. What are you learning? How have you grown? How have you grown? Have you grown more from the circumstances that you've been in? Or is your learning and your growing just deceased? It won't even do anything. If that's the truth, then get out of that circumstance. If you're not growing and you're not learning, get out of it. But if you can learn to embrace your life, What am I learning from this? I chose it. What was the reason I chose this? I chose it for my advancement. I chose it for my new understanding of myself in life. Maybe I chose it for someone else. Maybe I chose it to find God. Maybe I chose it so that every time I'm on my knees in pain, the only place I look to is God. I pray with intention. I pray with devotion. I pray with faith and belief. I pray to learn more. I pray to be whole. I pray to have blessings in my life. I pray to have blessings upon my friend's life, my family's life. I pray for their lives to be more. I pray for heartache to be diminished once the learning has occurred. And I pray for each and every one of you to become more understanding of why you chose this. It takes accountability for sure. And that's why you guys are here listening to this podcast, is because you are accountable. You've been called to be accountable over your choices, your soul's awareness. There is no excuse when it comes to self-healing. None. You can't make excuses over somebody did something bad to you. If somebody did something bad to you, why did you choose them to do something bad to you? What did you learn? Are you still learning? Are you still being a victim? That's what self-healing is about. It's to never, ever, ever allow yourself to be a victim. And take the accountability that you chose it. And you're learning something from it. And then once you learn the most that you can possibly learn about why you did it, then you can share it with other people. You can help other people learn what you have learned. Again, I said maybe it's for someone else. Maybe we go through these hardships for someone else's learning, for someone else that we're taking that pain from. Maybe it's all about your learning. Again, maybe it's really so that you can get back to God. You can get back to Spirit, and Spirit can see you and fill you with this immense divine love, that you are perfect in your form, that you are always loved, that you are never alone, that you are their joy, you are their grace. Heal yourself with God, with the knowledge of the divine. May all the wonderful blessings be upon you this day and every day forward.
May the divine cord of love and light penetrate my entire being, bringing the knowledge of my higher true self. May my life, my actions, my doings be that of only love. My mind is illuminated and filled with clear, direct words towards my greatest purpose. My throat releases all fear now to my perfect and full self-expression. My heart is filled so fully with that of only divine love. As I fill my heart with endless love, I release endless love out to myself, to others, and to God. As my solar plexus are filled with happiness, passion of my soul's greatest desire dances and penetrates throughout my entire being. One of purpose, one of passion, one of endless love, one of truth. As I receive the truth imprinted in my soul, my entire being is ignited with joy, in returning a promise of recognition and the divine guidance. As I bring forward divine guidance, my being rejoices throughout the universe. God's will, God's way, God's bestowed blessings. I am liberated of all fear and anchored in purpose, in passion, in clarity, in direction, and loving truth. All of my days are now blessed with the divine of my highest self and the divine supreme God, living and bringing forth with the life force from within, one truth, one joy, one presence. As I walk in this continued presence, being his instrument of peace, love, and joy, I liberate other souls in their greatest purpose, passion, and joy as well. My abdomen is purified and cleansed of all guilt, for only joy, deep, deep joy, to reside. It is my pleasure to give my joy freely to others, and to myself, and to God. My lower back and tailbone thrives with boundless energy, creating money, effortless and easy, everywhere I go. I freely ground my life's purpose, igniting it into the earthly plane. May the divine light force within beckon my soul towards its greatest and most profound purpose. May I be love. May I be joy. May I be wisdom. May I be purity in all of my doings, in all of my ways, all of my days.
You have been listening to the Divine Voice of Love podcast. May our message ignite your soul's oneness deep within. Bring our message to your friends by liking and subscribing to this video.